From the studios of KXCI in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie, and this is the fourth edition of the Southwest Derby Report. The deadline is 11 a.m. Arizona time on Thursday, October the 15th, 2009. Sorry that this is yet another tardy installment. This time my own dealing with an occasional spell of extreme fatigue being the case, but I'm here now with how the WFTDA Western Regional Tournament, Derby on the Rocks, rocked Denver, and there's Derby past that to talk about from Hawaii to Texas and points yonder, including my old sweet home Chicago, plus some goings on down under and even in my ancestral homelands of England and Germany. And as always, some of these scores are courtesy of DerbyNewsNetwork.com. Many thanks to Hurt Reynolds there. Check them out when you can. A whole lot of Derby going on this week, so let's get down to brass tacks, skaters and fans. First off, going back to the 3rd of October 2009, that Saturday saw the following action in the southwestern United States and internationally. Starting in Honolulu, Hawaii, where the Pacific Roller Derby hosted the San Diego Derby Dolls B Team. This time, the visitors made Pineapple Paradise their own territory for the night. San Diego Derby Dolls 108, Pacific Roller Derby 81. Into the 48 contiguous now, and Paso Robles, California, where the Santa Cruz Derby Girls invaded the home track of the Central Coast Roller Derby and came back to Santa Cruz with a win. Santa Cruz 109, Central Coast 71. One of personal interest to me, my old home territory of Appleton, Wisconsin, where some of you may remember I used to do the morning show at WRJQ Radio, and before that I was at WLFM. Neither station still survives to this day, so maybe that's been that's better not mentioned. Anyway, Appleton, Wisconsin, the Cedar Rapids Roller Girls paid a reciprocal visit on the Paper Valley Flying Squirrels and went back to the other side of the Mississippi with a heavy win. Cedar Rapids 203, Paper Valley 87. Quebecois Derby invaded New Jersey when the Montreal Sexpos hit the road to Jackson to challenge the Jersey Shore Roller Girls. This time the home team fought off the invaders. Jersey Shore 137, the Sexpos 65. London, Ontario's Forest City Derby Girls played host to Ottawa's Rideau Valley Roller Girls. And there the home team successfully stood its ground as well. Forest City Dems Fatales 149, Rideau Valley 95. And one bout to report from Sunday the 4th of October out by Tulsa, Oklahoma, the Green Country Thunderdolls hosted Dallas's Assassination City Dirty Little Secret Service. They weren't quite up to that day's task. Green Country 167, Assassination City 24. Now on to last weekend, Saturday, October the 10th. Austin, Texas. The TXRD Lone Stars held their Calvello Cup Championship 2009. The legendary Calvello Cup went to the Hellcats this year. They avenged their only regular season defeat at the Wheels of the Cherry Bombs. The final was Hellcats 44, Cherry Bombs 37. Huntington Beach, California. Chino's Prison City Derby Dames came to see the OC Roller Girls Wheel Housewives. The Housewives were characteristically dominant. OCRG 100, Prison City 43. In Visalia, California, the V-Town Derby Dames hosted the No-Town Roller Derby from Fresno. Here, the Racing Capital won out. No-Town 146, V-Town 71. Roanoke Park, California, Cal State saw the Sonoma County Roller Derby North Bay Bruisers win against Reno's visiting Battleborn Derby Demons 145-52. Sights from two more of my old Wisconsin hometowns hit the road that weekend. Oshkosh's Fox City's Foxes went to the Quad Cities to take on the Rollers, who defended their home turf mightily. Quad City 100, Fox City's 66. And a pair of Mad Roland Doll sides from Madison headed for Detroit City and dropped both ends of a doubleheader. Motor City Disassembly Line 122 over Madison Team Unicorn 69. Then the Detroit Derby Girls 275 over the Mad Dairyland Doll 76. Oops. German Derby saw the Stuttgart Valley Roller Girls host the London Brawl Saints And the Brits were victorious yet again. London 145, Stuttgart Valley 45. And one from Sunday, October the 11th, when Vancouver's Terminal City Roller Girls went south of the 49th parallel and took on Olympia Washington's Ole Rollers Prima Donnas. For additional reasons you will understand in a few minutes. If you don't already know what happened at Derby on the Rocks, that is, it was an exciting bout. Ole Rollers Prima Donnas 110, Terminal City 107. Now remember, to make sure that your team's bout is covered on the Southwest Derby Report, always get me the date and send me the information. You can make your own spoken word report on MP3 and send it in if you want, and email all of that to the Southwest Derby Report at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's Baron of Arizona, BaronofArizona, @gmail.com. And as for you fans, if you can make up an MP3 with a shout-out to your favorite league team or skater anywhere in the world, just send that in to baronofarizona@gmail.com. I'll run it here on the Southwest Derby Report. And now for a recap of Derby on the Rocks, the WFTDA Western Regional Tournament in Denver, Colorado. Some of this information comes from Justice Feelgood Marshall's coverage at DerbyNewsNetwork.com. And again, thanks for them for allowing the Southwest Derby Report to utilize it. Starting on Friday the 2nd of October, the opening bout just plain broke my heart in 17 places. The 8th-seeded co-host Rocky Mountain Roller Girls absolutely crushed my 9th-seeded Tucson Saddle Tramps in the biggest blowout of the tournament cycle. Rocky Mountain 319, Tucson 27. I checked out the first half via Derby News Network's live broadcast, and it was a harrowing opening to a Friday morning for a Saddle Tramp fan, I can assure you. I'm still shuddering. Anyway, that same Friday, the 10th-seeded Angel City Derby girls were pit against the 7th-seeded Pikes Peak Derby Dames. Moderately close-scoring, physically exciting match was pretty much iced by Pikes Peak calling a literally last-second timeout, which the referees determined was called after time had run out. The upsetters, Angel City 86, Pikes Peak 67. Also in Friday's preliminary round was action between the 1st seed Ole Rollers and the 6th seeded Duke City Muñecas Muertas, the latter of which had been the Cinderella side of last year's Western Regionals, knocking off the then champion Kansas City Roller Warriors in the opening round to earn an invite to the national tourney. Las Muñecas Muertas de Albuquerque suggested in the opening jams that they were capable of doing it again, but this time against the Olympians, it just was not to be. Ole Rollers 165, Duke City 92. The pride of Portland, Oregon, the 3rd-seeded Rose City Rollers, now took the track against the stunning Rocky Mountain side and got thoroughly stunned themselves. Maybe some of the Portlanders should have compared notes with the Saddle Tramps, since from the first jam it was Rocky Mountain all the way. Rocky Mountain 101, Rose City 77, in yet another upset. The other tournament co-host, the 2nd-seeded Denver Roller Dolls, brought Angel City back to the track. This time the Colorado side was victorious over the Angelinos by a crushing margin. I hereby quote directly Justice Feelgood Marshall's reportage for Derby News Network because it is so perfectly written that rewriting it would be a cardinal sin. Quote, Denver broke 300 points with just a jam left to go and ended up falling just a few points short of Rocky Mountain's new record for most points scored and biggest point margin in a WFTDA tournament bout. Rocky scored 319 and beat Tucson by 292 in the tournament's opening bout, while Denver scored 307 and beat Angel City by 275 in this bout. End of quote. It was Denver 307, Angel City 32. This set up a bout between the co-host sides the following night that guaranteed at least one Mile High League would be represented at the Nationals. Finally, for Friday, the last two fresh sides of the day met with the 4th-seeded Rat City Roller Girls from Seattle taking on the 5th-seeded Bay Area Derby Girls. The Bad Girls led slightly for 59 minutes, promising another upset, but in the very last minute, Bad Girl Jammer Astronauti went to the penalty box, allowing Rat City Jammer Juliet Bravo to sneak the Seattle side into the lead for the victory. Rat City 115, Bay Area 103. Rat City went on to battle Ole in the semifinals, while the Bad Girls went on to face Pikes Peak in the consolation round both the next day. Saturday, the 3rd of October, led off with another Saddle Tramps defeat, this time at the hands of Las Muñecas Muertas, Duke City 142, Tucson 92. The Bad Girls headed back to the track to face down Pikes Peak in a consolation rounder. This time there was no last-minute drama. Bay Area 242, Pikes Peak 78. This meant the San Franciscans and Albuquerqueans would slug it out for 5th place the next day, while Pikes Peak and Tucson would battle for the door out of the cellar. For the 7th place spot, it was Los Angeles versus Portland, and Angel City weren't quite as successful as their baseball namesakes would be this month against red-colored adversaries. This time, the Oregonians did the job. Rose City 241 and 7th place, Angel City 42 and 8th place. The War of the Washingtonians was next, with Rat City and Ole going neck and neck for most of the trip, but it was the Olympians on top throughout. Ole 127, Rat City 90. Ole guaranteed themselves a Nationals bid at this point, as well as a slot in the Western Finals against one of the Mile High sides. And those Mile High sides were up next. Two hometown teams, co-hosts of the whole Megillah, and a pair of all-star squads facing each other for the first time in the 4 years they had shared the same town. And the bout lived up to the hype. Here is how Justice Feelgood Marshall described the last minutes of that confrontation, quoting again, 107-100 for Denver after Rusk went back to the box, but deranged tore it up on the following pass as the Denver Jammer was boxed again and Rocky Mountain took back the lead to an insane crowd response as Deranged dropped a huge 18-0 on a confounded Denver pack. Suddenly, RMRG was up 118-107 with 40 seconds to go. What happened next was the most unlikely last jam conceivable. RMRG sent Deranged back onto the jam unopposed, and while she broke pack without lead, there was about a minute more on the jam clock than on the period clock. When the period clock expired, the fans rushed the track, causing an early end to the jam, with Rocky Mountain up 122-107 and no time left on the period clock. The result was a very lengthy referee timeout as the refs and announcers attempted to restore order. After about 5 minutes of conferring, the final decision was that the jam had been called due to an unsafe condition on the track. And with no time left on the period clock, that meant the end of the game. 8th seed Rocky Mountain claimed a shocking and historic win over longtime rivals and 2-seed Denver. End of quote. The next day, it would be Rocky Mountain against Ole for the championship and Denver against Rat City for 3rd place and a trip to the Nationals in Philadelphia. Would it be 2 Washington sides going east or 2 Colorado sides? Sunday, the 4th, started with one Colorado side, Pikes Peak, up against Tucson to see who climbed out of the cellar. This time, Helen Wheels, Loose Bandit, and their sister Saddle Tramps led all the way for the win, Tucson 185 and matching their 9th place seeding, and 7th-seeded Pikes Peak 91 at all losses on the weekend for 10th place. The 3rd place spot was fought over by Denver and Rat City, the latter of whom had always made the Nationals for as long as they have existed, until now. This time it was Denver 172, Rat City 94. Denver will face off against Kansas City in Philadelphia, and Rat City will spend Nationals weekend at home in Seattle. The championship bout saw the 1st seed against the upstart 8th seed. but the glass skate was shattered when the Ole Rollers took the pumpkin coach that Rocky Mountain had ridden throughout what was shaping up to be their Cinderella weekend and baked it with some funky spices. The final score was Ole 119, Rocky Mountain 64. The Ole Rollers came away with the Western Championship and a bye in Philadelphia. Their first bout is going to be against the winner of the preliminary bout between Gotham and Detroit, but Rocky Mountain will be going to Philly too, and their bout against Houston also coming in the preliminary round at the National Championship Tournament. And now it's time for this weekend's bouts. Listen up, because one of these riots will be going on somewhere within driving distance of you. Saturday, October the 17th, right here in Tucson, Arizona, at the Tucson Indoor Sports Center, formerly known as Blade World, 1065 West Grant Road, the Tucson Roller Derby Saddle Tramps host the Los Angeles Derby Dolls. Also on the track will be the Tucson Derby Brats, the Dry Heat Militia Men's Derby Squad, yes, Space Case is on the case, and a whole lot more. I want to see you there if you happen to be in town. Up I-10 in Phoenix, at the Castle Sports Complex, 11420 North 19th Avenue. The Arizona Roller Derby kicks off their seventh season with a triple-header round-robin featuring the Brawlerinas, the Bad News Beaters, and the Surly Girlies. Lost Wages, Nevada, or Las Vegas, on the city incorporation documents, the Las Vegas Roller Hockey Center at 800 Karen Avenue, the fabulous Sin City Roller Girls kick off their fifth season with a battle between the Notorious VIP Squad and the Tommy Gun Terrors. A whole lot of derby going on in the Golden State, starting at the southern tip of the coast at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, 2260 Jimmy Durante Boulevard. The San Diego Derby Dolls hosting the Cincinnati Roller Girls. And a special note for you San Diegans, the Derby Dolls have a party bus. You can get on board the party bus and leave the driving to the Dolls. The party bus leaves from and returns after the bout to the Bluefoot Bar at 3404 30th Street in San Diego. Derby Doll Party Bus is a 21 and up with ID event. The bus loading begins at 5:30. Once again, that's at the Bluefoot Bar, 3404 30th Street. Los Angeles, 555 North Nash in El Segundo. The Angel City Derby Girls, Hollywood Scarlets, play host to the Salt City Shakers from SLC. It's Hardcore's last bout, and the promo posters have it. She's out for blood, just like the Lita Ford tune says. Roseville, up by Sacramento, at the Roller King, 889 Riverside Avenue. The Sacred City Sacrificers host San Francisco's Shevil Dead and Company. DerbyNewsNetwork.com also has the Duke City Muñecas Muertas making the same trip from Albuquerque here, but the Sacred City website doesn't list this one as a double header, so be advised of that. Greeley, Colorado, the Kill Floor at 237 22nd Street. The Slaughterhouse Derby Girls host the Junction City Roller Dolls. Colorado Springs, the City Auditorium at 221 East Kiowa, will be where Pikes Peak Derby Dames action takes place between the Danger Dolls and the Candy Snipers. DFW Texas Metroplex, Grand Prairie Form Roller World at 1900 South Great Southwestern Parkway is where two Dallas leagues, the female Dallas Derby Devils and male Dallas Deception, will be staging their Horns versus Tails event featuring the Firing Squad against the Fighting Armadillos. Semi-closed circuit to my pal Detective Tom Downs of the Chicago Police Department. If you can get away from busting the bad guy sometime this weekend, there will be two different events in the second city. First, on Saturday night at the UIC Pavilion, 525 South Racine, the Windy City Rollers All-Stars host the Rose City Rollers from Portland, Oregon. And on Sunday night, October the 18th, at the Fleetwood Roller Rink, 7231 West Archer Avenue in Summit, Illinois, the Chicago outfit will be staging their Women in Uniform Expo bout with the Mother Cuffers taking on the Hose Beasts. Let me know how you like them, Tommy. Back to Saturday the 17th now. Double Barrel Canadian Derby. Toronto, the hangar at Downsview Park. 75 Carl Hall Road, Unit 2, is where the Toronto Roller Derby pits their Chicks Ahoy side against the Death Track Dolls. Meanwhile, the GTA Toronto Derby debutantes head to Ithaca, New York, the Cass Park Rink, to take on the Suffragettes. And across the Atlantic, London, England, the High Wycombe Sports Center is where the Royal Windsor Roller Girls will host the Bedfordshire Roller Girls in a late afternoon 5 p.m. bout. And across the Pacific, Geelong, Victoria, Australia, the Leisure Time Center, Anarchy Road, Bell Post Hill is where the Mad Smashers Tea Party all goes down with the Atom Bombs against the Psychotics. And, of course, as always, remember to make sure your team's bout is covered on the Southwest Derby Report. Always get me the date and send me the information regardless of where it is in the derby world. You can make your own spoken word report on MP3 and send it in if you want. And email all of that to the Southwest Derby Report at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's B-A-R-O-N-O-F. ARIZONA@gmail.com. This program is produced at the studios of KXCI Tucson, Arizona, where it wouldn't be a bad idea to email our general manager, Randy Peterson, at randy@kxci.org and let him know how much you appreciate KXCI allowing the Southwest Derby Report to be produced here. I'm King David McKenzie. Make sure to get out of the next 7 days alive, everybody. So don't take me home, baby. Nah, 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 nah. 'Cause your mama won't like me. Mama won't let me.